Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and today Masechus Vachim Daf Ramed Beis, the third parak Kol Psulim. So the three dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins on the previous daf. Kol Psulim Sheshachatu, anyone disqualified from performing a vodah who shechted shechitasan kasherah. Their shechita is valid because shechita is valid when performed by zarim, women slaves, and tamei people, even for kadshi kadshim, provided the tamei do not touch the meat. Therefore, they can invalidate a carbon with machshava, such as chutzlis mano, during shechita. The Mishnah's language, shechatu, they shechted, implies diavad in. After shechita was done, it is valid, but l'chadchila lo, initially, such people should not shecht. This is contradicted by a brisa which states that shechita of zarim is kshera. A pasuk says, he shall shecht the bull, and Aaron's sons, the kohanim, shall bring the blood, implying mekabal va'elach mitzvahs kahuna. From receiving the blood and onward is a commandment of kahuna. This teaches that shechita is valid with any person. The Gemara answers that although Azar may shecht even l'chadchila, the Mishnah expressed it as after the fact because Tamei may not shecht l'chadchila, because of a decree they may touch the meat and be matamei. Point number two, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Tamei shehiknis yado lifnim loka. A Tamei person who put his hands into the Azara receives malchus because the pasuk says about a Tamei woman, but kol kodesh wasiga, she may not touch anything sacred and she may not enter the mikdash. Makish bil negia. This pasuk compares entering the mikdash to touching kadshim. Ma negia b'miksas shma negia, just as partial touching is considered touching since normally one touches without his entire body, af bia b'miksas shma bia, so too partial entry is considered entry. Therefore, if any part of a tamei person's body enters the mikdash, he incurs malchus for entering the mikdash as a tamei. And point number three, Ula was challenged from a brisa about a matzora whose eighth day of his purification process occurred on Erev Pesach. He saw keri and was tovel in a mikvah, becoming a tevul yom. Although ordinarily a tevul yom may not enter Har HaBayis, this tevul yom may enter to complete his purification and bring a carbon pesach because mutav yavo aseh sheyesh bo kares v'yidcha aseh she'ein bo kares. It's better that an aseh to bring a carbon pesach, which carries a punishment of kares, should come and override an aseh which does not carry kares, meaning the prohibition for a bal keri to enter Har HaBayis. Rabbi Yochanan says this prohibition is only the rabban. The Gemara asked if bia b'miksas shma bia, how will the Metzora extend his hand into the Azar for the blood of his Ashman oil to be placed onto his thumb? Since partially entering the Azar is also an Aseh Sheyesh Bakaris, it should not be overridden to facilitate bringing a Pesach. Ula answered that a Metzora is different. Since he became permitted to extend his thumbs into the Azara despite his tzaras, he's allowed to do so despite his tumas keri. So once again, the 3 points are number. The third parak begins on the previous daf. Kol psulim sheshchatu, anyone disqualified from performing a voda who shechted shechitasan kashera. Their shechita is valid because shechita is valid when performed by zarim, women slaves, and tamei people, even for kadshi kadshim, provided the tameim do not touch the meat. Therefore, they can invalidate a carbon with machshava, such as chutzlis mano, during shechita. The Mishnah's language, shechatu, they shechted, implies diavad in. After shechita was done, it is valid, but l'chadchila lo, initially, such people should not shecht. This is contradicted by a brisa which states that shechita of zarim is kshera. A pasuk says, he shall shecht the bull, and Aaron's sons, the kohanim, shall bring the blood, implying mekabal va'elach mitzvahs kahuna. From receiving the blood and onward is a commandment of kahuna. This teaches that shechita is valid with any person. The Gemara answers that although Azar may shecht even l'chadchila, the Mishnah expressed it as after the fact because Tamei may not shecht l'chadchila, because of a decree they may touch the meat and be matameh. Point number two, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Tamei shehiknis yado lifnim loka. A Tamei person who put his hands into the Azara receives malchus because the pasuk says about a Tamei woman, but kol kodesh wasiga, she may not touch anything sacred and she may not enter the mikdash. Makish bil negia. This pasuk compares entering the mikdash to touching kadshim. Ma negia b'miksas shma negia, just as partial touching is considered touching since normally one touches without his entire body, af bia b'miksas shma bia, so too partial entry is considered entry. Therefore, if any part of a tamei person's body enters the mikdash, he incurs malchus for entering the mikdash as a tamei. And point number three, Ula was challenged from a brisa about a matzora whose eighth day of his purification process occurred on Erev Pesach. He saw keri and was tovel in a mikvah, becoming a tevul yom. Although ordinarily a tefillah yom may not enter Har HaBayis, this tefillah yom may enter to complete his purification and bring a carbon pesa because mutav yavo aseh sheish bo kares v'yidche aseh she'en bo kares. It's better that an aseh to bring a carbon pesach, which carries a punishment of kares, should come and override an aseh which does not carry kares, meaning the prohibition for a bal keri to enter Har HaBayis. Rabbi Yochanan says this prohibition is only the rabban. The Gemara asked, if bia b'mixas shma bia, how will the Metzora extend his hand into the Azar for the blood of his Ashman oil to be placed onto his thumb? Since partially entering the Azar is also an Aseh Sheish Bakoras, it should not be overridden to facilitate bringing a Pesach. Ul answered that a Metzora is different. Since he became permitted to extend his thumbs into the Azara despite his tzaras, he's allowed to do so despite his tumas keri. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed beis, and our standard siman is a scientist in a lab. So here goes. The czar lab scientist, who was excited to shecht the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara so that if any part of the tummy person entered, he would get malchus, was confounded when a metzora, balkeri tevul yom, extended his hand in for the blood of the Hashem, and the sensor didn't go off. Once again, slow motion. The czar lab scientist. That must be on daf lamed beis. The czar lab scientist who was excited to shecht the carbon l'chadchila, which reminds us, the third parak begins on the previous daf. Kol psum sheshchatu. Anyone disqualified from performing a vote who shechted, the shechita is valid because shechita is valid when performed by czarim, women slaves, and tummy people, even for kachi kachim, provided the tameim do not touch the meat. Therefore, they can invalidate a carbon with machshava, such as chutz l'zmano, during shechita. So the czar lab scientist, who was excited to shecht the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara, so that if any part of a tummy person entered, he would get a malchus, which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, tummy shehiknis yadu lifnim goka, a tummy person who put his hands into the Azara receives malchus because the pasuk says but a tummy woman, she may not touch anything sacred, and she may not enter the mikdash. Malkish bia l'negia. This pasuk compares entering the mikdash to touching kachim. Manegia b'mixas shmanegia, just as partial touching is considered touching, since normally one touches without his entire body, af bia b'mixas shma bia. So too, partial entry is considered entry. Therefore, if any part of a tummy person's body enters the mikdash, he incurs malchus for entering the mikdash as a tummy. So the czar lab scientist, who was excited to shecht the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara so that if any part of the tummy person entered, he would get malchus, was confounded when a metzora, balkeri tevul yom, extended his hand in for the blood of the Hashem, and the censer didn't go off. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if bia b'mixas shma bia, how will the metzora tevul yom extend his hand into the Azara for the blood of his Hashem and oil to be placed onto his thumb in order that he should be able to bring a carbon pesach? Since partially entering the Azara is also an aseh, sheish bo karas, it should not be overridden to facilitate bringing a pesach. Ula answered that a metzora is different. However, hutu l'tzarasa, hutu l'kirio. Since he became permitted to extend his thumbs into the Azara, despite his tzaras, he's allowed to do so despite his tumas keri. So once again, the czar lab scientist, who was excited to shecht the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara so that if any part of the tummy person entered, he would get malchus, was confounded when a metzora balkeri tevul yom extended his hand in for the blood of the Hashem, and the censer didn't go off. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Dav chav ches. So the simmer dav chav ches relates to koach, and we use a strong man. So here goes. Well, the very strong kohen, that must be more on dav. Chav ches, koach, strong man. While the very strong Kohen shechted a sheep having in mind to eat the hide of its tail, chutz l'zmano, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether the or ha'alya ka'alya dami, the intent to eat the hide of the tail of the sheep, chutz l'zmano, is pigel. So while the very strong Kohen shechted a sheep having in mind to eat the hide of its tail, chutz l'zmano, his strong friend at the gym studying for an exam on the sources for chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo, which reminds the Gemara discusses the sources for chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo, and brings the psukim in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim. So while the very strong Kohen shechted a sheep having in mind to eat the hide of its tail, chutz l'zmano, his strong friend at the gym studying for an exam on the sources for chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo, was challenged by his trainer to hold the barbell above his head the entire time he read the lengthy pasuk in Tzav, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that the source is brought for Chutz L'Zman and Chutz M'Koma. How do we know that the Kra Aricha, the lengthy Pasuk in Tzav, refers to Chutz L'Zmano, and thus liable to Karas, and the Pasuk in Kedoshim refers to Chutz M'Koma, and thus excluded from Karas? Perhaps it's the reverse. Rava ultimately concludes, Kul Mikra Aricha Asyan, all the laws are derived from the lengthy Pasuk in Tzav. He proceeds to detail many laws of Pigel derived from this Pasuk, including Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz M'Koma. Daf Chav Tes. So the similar Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The Kohen lying on a cot. Cot? That must mean we're on Daf Chav Tes. The Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating Chutz L'Zmano, I'm thinking about eating Chutz L'Zmano, which reminds us, a Braisa analyzes the Pasuk in Tzav, which says, if Shlamim meat is eaten on the third day, it will be pigul and will not be accepted. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kov aznecha lishmok, tilt your ear to hear the correct pshat. The Pasuk is discussing one who intends to eat of his carbon on the third day. It cannot refer to literally eating the carbon on the third day because after it was valid through the completed avoda, can it revert to become invalid by eating on the third day? So the Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating Chutz L'Zmano, I'm thinking about eating Chutz L'Zmano, told everyone else to be quiet while doing the rest of the avoda so he can enjoy the pigel taking effect, which reminds us, pigel requires a karv hamatik mitzvasa without other disqualifying machshavos. So the Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating Chutz L'Zmano, I'm thinking about eating Chutz L'Zmano, told everyone else to please be quiet while doing the rest of the avoda so he can enjoy the pigel taking effect. When a man named Yehuda said, it doesn't matter because we only follow the first, Makshava, which reminds us, the Mishnah continues that if one intended lechol kazayis b'chutz kazayis l'machar, to consume a kazayis outside the prescribed place, and then intended to consume a kazayis the next day, or the reverse, or as such intentions about half a kazayis each, the carbon is possible and does not obligate kars, because there's another disqualifying makshava. Yehuda says we follow the first intent, kol shemachshava sazman kadma l'machshava samakom, where every the intent of time preceded the intent of place, it is pigel and obligates karas, despite the subsequent machshava of chutz l'mkomo. But if the intent of chutz l'mkomo is first, it is pasul and not pigel. Daf Lamed. So the sim for Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Tamur Rebbe, that must be on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Tamur Rebbe, who was showing his class what happens when one says this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what if one said, Lachzos, this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim? Since it is a single statement, does Rebbe Meir agree that both Tamuros take effect, or does he hold, even in this case, that the Tamur's Ola, which was mentioned first, takes effect and its Kedusha spreads through the entire animal? Abai says Rav Meir agrees in this case, they both take effect. But Rava says Rav Meir argues even in this case. So the Tamur Rebbe, who is showing his class what happens when one says this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim, was interrupted by a Talmud who said he just did Shechita with both Chutz L'Zmano v'Chutz L'Mkomo intents and asked if it was similar, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether two machshavos during Shechita are like a case of lachesos. So the Tamur Rebbe, who is showing his class what happens when one says this animal should be halved between being a Tamur's Ola and a Tamur's Shlamim, was interrupted by a Talmud who said he just did Shechita with both Chutz L'Zmano v'Chutz L'Mkomo intents and asked if it was similar, while standing in front of the blackboard with the words Tvos Lashon Rishon were written, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Rebbe Meir's opinion is based on Tvos Lashon Rishon, giving primacy to the first statement. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the similar Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half kazayis of Chutz L'Zmano, which reminds us, if one first intended to consume a half size Chutz L'Zmano, then intended to consume a half zayis Chutz L'Mkomo, and finally intended another half zayis Chutz L'Zmano. Rava says, V'yikatz k'yoshina pigel. The pigel is awakened like one who is sleeping, meaning the first chatzi zayis of Chutz L'Zmano, which originally joined the chatzi zayis of Chutz L'Mkomo to disqualify the carbon without making a pigel, is able to join with the second chatzi zayis of Chutz L'Zmano to create a full pigel, as if awakening from sleep, and the chatzi zayis of Chutz L'Mkomo is not significant enough to prevent the pigel. Rav Habnuna holds otherwise. So the judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half kazayis of Chutz L'Zmano, informed the Kohanim present that a dog and fire are called achilos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether intent for dogs or fire to consume the carbon Chutz L'Zmano is pigel. So the judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping Hefka's eyes of Chutzla's Mano, informed the Kohanim present that a dog and fire are called Achilos, and brought along his Kedei Achilos press watch for the Kohen who was thinking about the Mizbeach eating very slowly tomorrow. Which reminds us, Rava asks if one intended for Kazai's to be eaten, b'yes mechdei achilas pras, in longer than enough time to eat half a loaf of bread, does this make pigel? Do we compare human consumption to the consumption of the Mizbeach, since they're compared in the Pasuk, which has no limit of kedei achilas pras, or do we compare it to achilas hedyot, a commoner's consumption limiting it to kedei achilas pras? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf does Rava conclude that the sources for Chutzli's Manu, Chutzim Komo, come from the Mikra Aricha, the lengthy Pasuk in Parshas Tzav? That's on daf? Chavches. Good. Number 2. Which daf to discuss what the din is if the kohen or the animal is suspended in the air during Shechita or Kabbalah? That's on daf? Chavav. Good. Number 3. Which daf to discuss what the din is if one said lachasos instead of tumur's ola, tumur shlamim? That's on daf? Lamed. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a metzor balkari tful yom can enter Harabai's Erev Pesach to complete his tahara and bring a carbon Pesach? That's on daf? Lamed Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf to discuss what the din is if one intended a kazayis to be eaten longer than Kedei Achilas Pras? That's on daf? Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf did we learn that if one performed a votive with the intent to apply the dum in the wrong place the next day, meaning Chutz L'Zmano, it's possible, but eating it does not incur karis? That's on daf? Chav Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf did we learn that Bia B'Mixas Shema Bia, that partial entry into the Azara, is considered entry? That's on daf? Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf is proof brought that the pasuk and sub is about intent for Chutz L'Zmano, not eating nosar? That's on daf? Cheftes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you know that Shechita ba'ezar and other psoim is valid even l'chadchila? That's on daf? Lamed Beis. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether two machshavos during Shechita are like a case of lachasotz? That's on daf? Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.